6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. If you click on thepowerhour.com to listen to us streaming, which a lot of you do, you'll see the buymeacoffee.com emblem pop up. All you got to do is click that, and you can become a level 1, 2, or 3 support member, which helps us move our little show along. We like that. All the details are there on the website, and if you have any questions, and see, this is the thing. Level 1, you're a basic member. Level 2, you're a support member that gets commercial-free show archives and a 5% discount on all your online orders at thepowermall.com. And if you're a Level 3 support member, you get commercial-free show archives, access to the archive for Joyce Riley's shows, commercial-free, and we add every week new stuff, and a 10% discount off of all online orders at thepowermall.com. So that means basically that if you are a if you like to shop on the Power Mall, this is a good deal for you. You can save money. It's a good thing. Support at thepowerhour.com is our email address if you have questions or concerns about anything that we talk about here. And if they're directed at me, I do answer them. As long as you provide me with an email address or phone number, if you give me a phone number, I'll even call you. Because we like to keep in touch with our listeners and get feedback. That's the most important thing about this show, is the sharing of information, because knowledge is power, and we seek the truth here. On sale this week at the Power Mall, 10% off OptiVita. We're going to have Frank Davis on to talk about some of those things here in the noon hour. 10% off Miracle Skin products, which is your Helon and Lamb Cream, which I use religiously. And also, here's another little thing. New product alert from Nuke, from North American Urban Spice. It's called Nuke Protect. Now, I got to break into a news story right now, because there is a news story that is now just making mainstream news. And the Epoch Times is reporting, and they show a picture of the Three Mile Island nuclear plant in the early morning hours of March 28, 2011. But the thing is the headline reads, "Fear of nuclear war causing spike in potassium iodide tablet sales." Did I not tell you this a week ago? And I told you also that potassium iodate was even more stable than potassium iodide, but yet it doesn't really matter as long as you got something. Well, at the Power Mall, we have Nuke Protect, and we have it in stock. And the antioxidants found in this stuff is going to replace that negative radioactive iodine in your system. And you start taking that as soon as something happens. Therefore, you're not absorbing all the radioactive iodine in your system. And the reason I'm telling you the news story now is because we have it in the Power Mall. And because of the fact that those of you who have been stocking up ahead of time, you are way ahead of the curve. And in my book, it's better to be behind the eight ball than in front of it. So being ahead of the curve is always the best thing. And all you preppers out there, homeschool moms, everybody out there that is listening to the show knows what to expect. And if you live near a nuclear power plant, always assume that power plant is a target for the enemy, especially in a weak administration like this. Always know that is a problem. Assume the worst, plan for the best. That's my motto. Boy Scouts honor. New products from Good Health Naturally. We've got the Vitamin C Camu Camu, the Daily Immune Protection, Ionic Selenium, Joint and Skin Matrix, and Sammy Plus. We still have our Power Hour buy one, get one free deal. Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver, and Tranquil products. You can get them at the Power Mall while supplies last. And of course, being prepared means anything that comes at you. And here's the thing. We're going to be talking about Fauci in just a second. That little worm, that maggot, scientific maggot, my bunk. Here's the thing. Everybody's trying to scare you about COVID. And, of course, you know, being the smart people you are, and all my listeners are very smart, you want to know where you can find a doctor online that you can trust. We get calls and emails for this all the time, and sometimes you listen to the spot, sometimes you don't, but I'm here because we're endorsing this guy. Dr. Syed Haider has been on our program twice. He's a COVID expert. He has treated over 50,000 people with no deaths. And this is the kind of guy you want to talk to, because unlike other sites that you go on to, you can register for free here, and you can ask questions forever and ever and ever, as long as you need to. and they connect you with pharmacies that will get you those off-label meds, and I think you know which ones I'm talking about, the ones the U.S. government doesn't want you to have. Why? Because they're all a bunch of frickin' murderers. I have no other way to put this. If somebody is trying to stop you from getting something that helps you, then logically, and I know our listeners out there have a lot of logic going on in the background there, not only in forethought, but in hindsight, you understand that if you are already prepared and you have a medicine cabinet stocked up and you start feeling ill with weird symptoms you can't explain, you can go to your medicine cabinet, open it up, and start taking the meds rather than sitting there and being put on terminal hold at the doctor's office waiting for some dumb doctor that is following CDC guidelines who is not going to prescribe any of this off-label med stuff to you, and you're going to get sicker and sicker and sicker and possibly risk getting myocarditis, pericarditis, and, you know, even if you've had the jab, this is a problem for a lot of people, and there are ways to treat it, but we're talking about people that actually want to be prepared ahead of time so you don't have this problem, including long COVID, which can be debilitating. So when you go on mygotodoc.com, which is the website Dr. Hyder has built, and we believe in it because I've done it. I went to mygotodoc.com, I signed up, enrolled, filled out the forms, left a message that I was the Power Hour host. I wanted to be contacted. I had some questions. They gave me three options to order of what you want. If you want something that you think you're coming down with it, you want to prepare for it and stock up your medicine cabinet, or you're trying to treat long COVID. There's different options you can pick on the website. This is so cool that we're giving you this kind of solution, and all you have to do is go to mygotodoc.com and get signed up. The phone number is 281-219-7367. For those of you that just have to talk to somebody, hey, guess what? They will. They've got a great team. I got all my meds. I'm totally stocked up, and I didn't have to worry about being gouged for it because, frankly, I don't like being gouged. Nobody does. It's not right. And, you know, when you're in kind of a dilemma like this where you don't know when the next wave of something is coming at you, Omicron, Moronicron, whatever. I don't care what it is. It's smart to keep the meds on hand so you can start treatment fast because that is what all of the frontline doctors agree on. So mygotodoc.com is your source for COVID-19. Mygotodoc.com. We're going to have Rupert Dharwal on at the bottom of the hour this hour talking about totalitarian roots of environmental movement. Yeah, this climate change industrial complex bunk. This is just, it's the craziness of it all. Frank Davis will be on at the top of the next hour. In the meantime, we've got some interesting news. We have been told so far that Gates, Fauci, Desac, and others have been charged with genocide in international criminal court. It is a stunning 46-page legal filing. We've told you about this before. And now, Mercola and everybody else are coming out with it. We've already told you about that a month ago. We're revisiting it so you can see the names of all the people that are listed on there, including Klaus Schwab, Boris Johnson, Tedros, the director general of WHO, because he's a liar, the CEOs of Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson. So, I mean, there's a whole list there. So you will see this list, and of course, Bill and Melinda are on that list as well. So understand that, you know, they are investigating what is going on, and these people could be charged under international criminal court law for genocidal behavior. Meanwhile, in the Ukraine, just when you thought we could get away from that, U.S.-Russian relations on the verge of breaking after Biden's remarks, according to Moscow. Their Ministry of Foreign Affairs has told the U.S. ambassador in Moscow, President, or whatever you want to call him, Biden's, FJB's, recent comments about Russian President Vladimir Putin have strained ties between the two countries to the verge of breaking.
Vladimir. Yes, Vladimir. You are a killer, Vladimir.
See, here's the thing. It's amazing that before Biden got in office, all previous presidents generally had a fairly good relationship with the Russians until now. These morons have zero foreign policy skill. Nada. Zip. And you see, here's the other thing, too. We're talking about propaganda, and there's a whole new section in our email blast that you get if you subscribe to it here on thepowerhour.com. And we send that to you the following morning, so you have it in your inbox. You can open up and read it. And I put a new section in there called propaganda. And if I see something that looks weird, it probably is, and it means you've got to sift through the information a little bit more carefully than normal, because some of it might be BS and some of it might be true. This is the whole idea about twisting the truth. You don't know what's true and what's not. Lies by commission, lies by omission. And we are at war with our own government, believe it or not. It's not just Russia we have to worry about and a potential nuke. We have to worry about Iran. We have to worry about North Korea. Got to worry about China. Besides Russia, all these people hate us. I mean, and every time Biden opens his mouth, or Blinken, Winken, Blinken and Nod opens his mouth, we piss off the enemy, and they want to come after us. They're going to figure it out one of these days, and if we're not smart about this, you know, we can be better than our own government, because we are we the people. Stop thinking of yourself as a second-class citizen, and that's number one, and don't let these people get in your head. The Latin saying is, illegitimus non carborundum est. That is the Latin saying for don't let the bastards get you down. That is true. That is what it means. Illegitimus non carborundum est. That is the saying. So the whole idea is you are better than them. You're better than anybody that's serving in Congress. You're better than anybody serving in the Biden administration. And you're certainly better and smarter because you're teaching your kids right from wrong. You are practicing law, and I don't give a damn if it's without a license. You're teaching your kids right from wrong, and the Bible clearly says, teach your child the way he should go, and when he gets older, he won't turn away from it. So we the people are better than those little morons in Congress that think they know more than we do, and they know how to control our lives better than we do. These people are way off base, and we need to let them know that every single day of the week. A Russian court this past week has banned Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, for alleged extremist activities, rendering its operations inside Russia illegal. So what do you think they're going to do to what's his face there in Silicon Valley, huh? Zuckerberg. What do you think they're going to do to him? Other than banning Facebook and Instagram, so they're going to blip it out, whatever. You be the judge of that. Think through all of this now, because it's being reported on RT, right? Which is Russia Today, Russian television, right? China has fully militarized three South China Sea islands, according to a U.S. Indo-Pacific commander. They have fully militarized at least three of the islands the regime has built in the disputed South China Sea. Well, why would they want to do that? Because, for one simple reason, they got their eye on Taiwan. And they're waiting to see what the United States does with Ukraine, which is not going to be included in NATO, despite what Giggles in the White House said, mistakenly, and had to be corrected by the White House, who jumped all over her error and went, ooh, that's not good. It makes it sound like she's stupid. Well, like Forrest Gump used to say, stupid is as stupid does. So in the propaganda category, Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, has announced his government is going to combine all the state TV channels into one amid the Russian invasion. Now, you see where this is going and why I put it under propaganda? Because now they can control what information the public gets. And, of course, you claim active dissemination of misinformation by Russia and distorting information. Remember what I said about lies by commission, lies by omission? Well, see, this is where they get to twist the truth. So one side says one thing, one side says another. The Pentagon chief suggests Russian troops are taking heavy losses, that Ukraine is beating Russia. This is Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. This is why it's under propaganda, because here you have a Secretary of Defense that is told what to say, and he goes on mainstream media, on Face the Nation, and starts this talking about Russia forcing their troops into a wood chipper. So when you have to start, you know, playing the tit for tat game, regard it as propaganda. It's just what it is. It's PSYOPs. That's PSYOPS for psychological operations. And of course, Biden, continuing to open his mouth, says that
Vladimir's back is against the wall, and he's preparing consequential cyber attack and chemical weapons. Well, the cyber attack I can understand, because that's happened to us already. But the bigger problem is when you're talking about chemical weapons, now see, he's reaching. This is overreach designed to scare everybody. That also is propaganda because Biden doesn't have a brain. He's like Scarecrow. He needs a brain. I'm on fire, Scarecrow. He needs a brain. He doesn't have one. Somebody else is telling him what to say. Maybe it's that little African-American guy in his basement with an earpiece in his ear. Remember that? I'm not mentioning any names here. Anyway, in the realm of U.S. news, we've already told you about the spike in potassium iodide tablet sales, and that is going on here in the United States. They're trying to crank out. One supplier, Ambex, reports it's currently out of stock, but a new supply of the 130 milligram and 65 milligram in doses is expected in April. Frankly, I'm going to tell you something right now. I got the 90 milligram dose, and as long as you get anything comparable to that, you're going to be okay. This is just what I know. It's not medical advice. It's just what I've been told. It's my research. If you have better research, please do me a favor. Get on the toll-free line right now, 844-769-2944, and call me up and tell me, Dave, you're full of it. I'm going to buy the strongest stuff I can get my hands on, even if it makes me a little bit ill because I've overdosed on it. And see, that's the thing. When you start medically diagnosing yourself and you start taking a bunch of the stuff that you don't need to, you get sick, like anything else. Too much of a good thing. In moderation, follow the instructions on the label. Don't take an extra one just to be on the safe side. That might not work totally in your favor, and you might get sick. We don't want that. North Carolina's Republican-controlled legislature should be allowed to step in to advocate for voter ID law in court because Josh Stein, the state's Democratic Attorney General, isn't doing enough to defend the statute, according to Republican lawmakers. And they're, of course, telling the Supreme Court that yesterday. So they complained that Stein's advocacy has been half-hearted and is focused on technical issues instead of countering the oft-repeated left-wing claim that voter ID laws are racially discriminatory. Excuse me. Folks, now, if you can categorize this case, by the way, is Berger versus North Carolina State Conference of the NAACP. Oh, my. Here you go with the black people thinking that because they don't have an ID, how many black people out there have a driver's license or a state ID card? You have a photo ID. Why do the Democrats generally oppose that? Because they like to cheat, obviously. It speaks volumes. When somebody comes out and says that photo IDs are not acceptable, then it's like, okay, what's going on here? Oh, well, that means that we get to fill out whatever form we want, mail-in ballots included, and send them in with no identification, and they'll be counted because, you know, we have some corrupt people in the election office. That's their thought process, see? And if they're not corrupt, we'll make them corrupt. Well, see, this is why all the Republican states are now passing laws that protect the state's election process, which it should be protected. There's nothing wrong with a photo ID. If you have to show a photo ID to a cop, what happens if you don't have a photo ID to show a cop when you get pulled over? You're getting taken to jail. Maybe if people show up without a photo ID to the polls and try to vote without a photo ID, maybe they should be taken to jail. Maybe that'll shake them up enough to understand. You see, that's what you need a constitutional sheriff for. Because when you go to the poll, it's an honor. It's a privilege to be able to vote. And it's a constitutional right. So, you know, as an American citizen, you should be proud to show your photo ID, even though a lot of you take issue with photo IDs. And I get that. Because this is just another way that the state makes money, and they catalog you with all your personal identifying information, identify whether you're a donor, organ donor or not. And, you know, the thing is that you have disenfranchised voters out there already, and Democrats, of course, saying that the voter photo ID requirement is overly burdensome and disenfranchises voters. Well, I tell you what, folks, you asked the 85+ million people that have been disenfranchised because of the 2020 election and feel like they've been ripped off because there was election fraud and nobody wants to talk about it.
I mean, the Republicans do, but the Democrats, oh, you're just a racist or you're a domestic terrorist. I mean, whatever term they want to throw at you, or you're just a Putin, you know, one of those Putin people. This is all they can do is name calling. So come up with some interesting names for them the next time they call you one. It's like the pot calling the kettle black. It's like, well, you're one to talk. Do you have a voter ID? I mean, you'll need to educate these Democrats because some of them just, they've been brainwashed by CNN, Communist News Network, so much that they just walk around and just whatever some CNN commentator like Stelter spits out of his mouth, they just repeat. In fact, that's where Rochelle Walensky got a lot of her information, is off CNN. She doesn't have a scientific brain in her head. That's why I don't trust her. I wouldn't believe a word she says. This woman is shouldn't even be in office. She's getting a paycheck off of We the People. That's wrong. And, of course, we're going to feature a really neat story about Ron Coleman. He is a trucker that basically he couldn't afford to join the convoy that's circling D.C. right now, but he did it anyway. We are on, like, day 17 of this, and he's still out there sleeping in his bunk at night, crying for an hour, knowing that, you know, the mortgage payment's not getting paid. And his daughter saying, Dad, you really can't afford to do this. You're going to love this story, and it's going to be on your email blast that you get in your inbox tomorrow. The U.S. is also imposing travel bans on Chinese officials involved in persecution of religious and dissident groups, just so you know. That was yesterday announced, the imposing of visa restrictions on Chinese officials responsible for repressive acts against ethnic and religious minorities inside China and abroad, including the U.S. We'll see how far that gets enforced, right? A U.S. faith-based group is sending 1 million meals to Ukraine. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in our next news segment coming at the bottom of the next hour. In the meantime, we're looking at Hunter Biden potentially getting indicted. You want to stand by for that, too? We'll have more in a news segment, but first, we've got another guest joining us, Rupert Dharwal, on the Power Hour here. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And we, have to every so often break away to have some very pertinent guests on here because you realize how close to Nazism and communism we are here in America. And anywhere that you see multiculturalism blossoming, all of this stuff has a propensity. The underpinnings of it are Nazism, fascism, communism. I mean, this is the thing. When you're talking about the climate change, this is another one of those left-wing brainstorms that is being used to twist us into this kind of a Nazi policy platform. It happened in Nazi Germany. It was first to champion wind power, making green jobs a central point of its platform. Well, Nazism, of course, as you know, bleeds over here. We got BLM, we got Antifa, we got all these. You know, even though they call themselves anti-fascists, the problem is they all support the left. And this is a problem that we're going to have, and it's already being experienced overseas. One of the most important books that you probably want to make note of, it's a new book out by Rupert Darwall called Green Tyranny, Exposing the Totalitarian Roots of the Climate Industrial Complex. This whole thing on climate change, I believe, has probably already taken root in the UK, which is where Mr. Darwall is right now. He was the former advisor to the UK Treasury and world's foremost historian on the environmental movement. And this, of course, is a very in-depth historical analysis to expose what's going on with these roots in their inextricable links to Nazism and communism. Welcome to the show, Mr. Darwall. We appreciate you being with us.
Glad to be joining you, Dave.
All right, so across the pond, you're already seeing evidence of this, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that's happened in the last, the biggest change in this, the big change in European politics, came with the rise of the Greens in Germany. And that happened in the 1970s, and you may remember that Germany had a lot of extreme leftist radicals, and some of those resorted to terrorism, and there were kidnappings and bombings and so forth. And remember the Baader-Meinhof gang? And out of that group came the leadership of the future Green Party, people like... There was a huge spontaneous anti-nuclear movement in the 1970s as well. And when the Greens were formed in 1980, the leadership of those came from the Frankfurt School of post-Marxist leftist radicals. And so you have this very, together with, as it happens, former Nazis, the actual former members of the Nazi Party who were Greens and became part of the leadership of the Green Party. And the rise of the Greens in Germany had a fundamental effect on the politics of Germany and over time the politics of the whole of Europe.
Interesting. So the thing is that this whole thing has continued from the KGB-inspired nuclear winter scare to the decades-old Swedish war on coal, and now they're doing this to the United States. I mean, now they're trying to – and this is the funny thing about it, Mr. Darwall. They don't have a plan. They like to – like this utopic belief that they can do wind and solar and that all this is going to work and it's going to be productive – it's not really productive. I mean, they're even having problem with Tesla power walls and Tesla cars. People are they're having problems with the batteries. I mean, they don't have a perfected system to replace the coal, to replace the oil, the shale oil, and any of the stuff that right now is letting us exist and survive. And you're seeing this.
That's absolutely right. But what's happened as well, the thing that we shouldn't forget is the things that the Greens hate the most is nuclear power. As I just mentioned, the Greens came into existence in Germany in the 1970s in response as a reaction against nuclear power. And what's happened in Germany, what the current crisis with the Russian invasion of Ukraine shows, is how dependent, when you start closing down nuclear power stations, wind and solar doesn't take the strain. You have to import what Europe and Germany's been doing is importing more natural gas from Russia. So it's a really big problem that when you basically crack down on nuclear power or coal or so forth, you end up actually relying more on natural gas supplied by some of the world's baddies.
Well, here's the thing, too, in that, you know, of course, we are or were importing about 3% of our oil here in the States from Russia, and now they've cut that off, but it really hasn't affected the fact that what Trump had done was made us energy independent. And so when Biden got into office, the first thing he did was shut down the Keystone Pipeline in the middle of production and cut a lot of the supply lines from Canada, driving up our prices. And this is another one of these idiotic green tyranny kind of programs that he's basically following our left, is he not?
That's absolutely right. And one of the things that people forget, it's not just the Keystone XL pipeline, that the Northeast, New England, is basically undersupplied with gas pipeline infrastructure. So I think it was in the winter of 2018, something like that, because there's a shortage of gas pipeline capacity. If you have a particularly severe winter in New England, what actually happened, there was a Russian LNG ship in Boston Harbor delivering gas from Russia. So it's absolutely insane that gas is transported by ship from Russia rather than having a pipeline connected to the rest of the country.
So this Green New Deal is going to wreck America if it's allowed to go through. That's the bottom line here, right?
Oh, it's completely insane. I mean, and you mentioned Donald Trump's presidency. I mean, he had a very, very clear-eyed view about American energy dominance. It was a phrase he kept saying, and he encouraged American energy dominance, and he saw that not just in terms of blue-collar jobs and making energy cheaper, but he saw it in strategic terms, and he understood the power of energy in the world, of American energy. And that's obviously with the Biden crowd, they're going in the opposite direction. And the thing is, they're now waking up to the folly of what they're doing. I mean, some of them are, others like John Kerry are not. I mean, they are climate ideologues, climate fanatics, and even bringing America down for the sake of trying to save the climate.
Well, isn't it true that we're going to be facing another ice age? That to me doesn't sound like climate change. They're talking about the world's surface heating up. But see, we always have, as history dictates, ice ages and things like this. And I mean, they can't stop what's going to happen to the world no matter what. Their Green New Deal, like you say, is pure folly. From a 40,000 foot view, and I always ask this of people that are coming on the show and they've got books that they want to share with people and the information they want to share. I think we have an article that we have archived that we're going to be putting on our email blast from nationalreview.com. And this is nationalaireview.com or nationalreview.com rather, excuse me. I'm reading double wording here, but this, so to speak, since you're featured in this thing, people can actually go get your book where? Did they buy it online? How do they get it?
You can buy it from Encounter Books. That's probably the best place. They're the publisher. Encounter Books. If you just Google Encounter Books, Green Tyranny, it'll just come up there. That's probably the best way.
All right. So now this whole thing from a historical perspective, when you were talking about the 1970s and what migrated over here under our educational program to try to turn everybody to become leftists, this happened obviously began under the Third Reich. I mean, isn't that when it actually started up, or was it even earlier than that?
What I point out in the book is that it happens to be a matter of fact that the Nazi Party was the first party, political party anywhere in the world to fight an election on a platform of wind power, which they did in March 1933. And it happens to be the case that they did believe in renewable energy and in wind power. The solar power wasn't a thing then because the technology wasn't around. But they were obsessed with wind power, and they're also sorts of other things where they were like precursors of modern Greens. And what it is fundamentally, and you get this very much sort of in German culture and German philosophy, is a reaction against the Industrial Revolution, that they think industry, manufacturing, coal mining and burning coal is a violation of nature, and it alienates man from nature, and that's a bad thing. So they want to, as it were, to get back to the forest and get back to nature. And that's a very strong, you get that a lot in modern Greens. Essentially what they want to do is repeal the Industrial Revolution. And it's the Industrial Revolution which has raised living standards and the quality of life to historically incredible levels. I mean, unprecedented levels. The reductions in poverty, people living longer, living better lives and so forth. But this is something the Greens are fundamentally against this. For them, the Industrial Revolution is the original sin of modern civilization.
So where does the totalitarian aspect of all of this come in?
Because it's totalitarian in that it needs to, for two reasons. First of all, because greenhouse gas emissions really arise on virtually any activity you can think of, heating your home or what is grown, urban planning. Basically, if you want to eliminate greenhouse gases, it means you have to transform every aspect of modern life. So it's totalitarian in that sense. But it's also totalitarian in another sense, which is it cannot brook dissent. It cannot brook debate, argument, and questioning about whether we are indeed heading towards a climate catastrophe or an existential catastrophe. So it's, in those sort of ways, it's totalitarian. It requires everyone to believe the same thing, that we are facing the possibility of a climate extinction or a climate crisis, and that we have to do absolutely everything to avert this.
Well, it sounds to me like blind obedience based on stupidity, because I just don't see that, you know, we have a system and it's working. And if it's, you know, the old saying is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm just kind of like looking at this scenario, looking at the book from a historical perspective. The Nazis did not get anywhere with this policy platform, obviously, did they, in Germany?
Well, they didn't because Hitler wanted to fight. He wanted to fight a world war, so he basically gave up on the green agenda. Yeah, so that's what. But the important thing is, Dave, is the philosophy underlying that stream of radicalism, which for 30 years in post-war Germany disappeared, but then it came back up in the 1970s and 1980s. In the manner I just described with the Greens.
Right, right. And the thing is now the Greens are over here, and it's mostly these women of color that are all part of this extreme leftist progressive group that are all sitting there telling Biden and Pelosi what to do. Why, I don't know. They're just congresswomen. They really don't, other than the stupidity of, you know, their beliefs in this platform, which makes no sense. I mean, we've asked them time and time again to give us something other than what they're doing that's going to be successful, because right now all I see is gas prices keep going up and up and up the more they start promoting this platform.
But Dave, why is it Hispanics in particular, a lot of minorities, but Hispanics in particular, are leaving, are not voting Democrat anymore and switching to Republican? Because for them, it's about pocketbook issues, it's about quality of life, it's living standards, it's, those are the issues that matter. And you may have radical congresswomen who are bleating on about the climate crisis, but voters are much more sensible. And for them, it's about living standards, about the household budget and so forth. And if you slam them with higher gas costs and higher energy costs, there's going to be a huge backlash against that.
Well, there already is. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you have a question for Rupert Dharwal. He is the author of Green Tyranny, Exposing the Totalitarian Roots of the Climate Industrial Complex. See, this is something that Eisenhower, way back when, warned us about the military-industrial complex, and this is not really an offshoot of that same thing. This is a whole different agenda. And see, the military-industrial complex all had to do, basically, with the same kind of totalitarian takeover by corporatism, through corporatism. And see, this is another thing that the left is totally opposed to, is it not?
Yeah, actually, Eisenhower, in that same speech, his farewell speech, he also made a speech about a scientific elite that's basically funded by the taxpayer and how they can become a threat to a democracy. I mean, it's amazingly prophetic words that Ike said in 1961 in that farewell speech. Really worth digging up that whole speech. It's absolutely masterful speech.
Yeah, he did, actually. And then, see, now it's all coming true. Everything he said is coming true because, see, here's the thing. Corporate, we have a lot of corporate over here in the United States because you're in the U.K., we have a lot of corporations over here that are what we term as woke, which we are not advocating that that people support them because of the fact that they're catering to the greenies, the green tyranny left. Part of the problem, again, and I mean, obviously, Rupert, if you have looked into this, you've seen the fact that in your research that wind and solar are years and years and years away from being perfected in any sense to replace the current system that we had before Biden messed it up.
Oh, that's absolutely right. They are not, wind and solar are not substitutes for coal, nuclear, and gas-fired power stations for a very, very simple reason, in that the amount they produce responds to the weather and not to demand. So when the sun's shining and the wind's blowing, you get loads of it. But that might not, it's quite likely that doesn't coincide with when people actually want the electricity. So it's a very, very, very inefficient way of generating electricity.
No doubt. Bob in Missouri, you're on the phone with Rupert Dharwal here on the Power Hour. How are you, sir?
Yeah, Rupert, I don't know if you know this, but Gorbachev, and I saw him say this, he said we cannot convince people of communism anymore, so we have to go through the environment. So this has nothing to do with the environment. It's an act of war. It's a matter of one people being replaced and another putting in there by their energy sources, okay? You can't conduct a war if you don't have any oil to put the machines in progress to attack the enemy. So that's the main crux behind all this, is an act of war to cripple you. Why is anybody screaming? Why haven't they been screaming, these environmentalists, about China and India? There's no greenie movement in China. No, or in India. No, it's to break down this country, the West. We're in a cultural war, a religious war, and a racial war, and it all breaks down to brainwashing your kids to get them going. This was like 20 years ago. I don't know how long ago it was. I saw Gorbachev say this. But he said it right there. We can't convince them, you know, people woken up to communism, so we got to go through the environment, meaning we got to get these kids brainwashed into this environmental stuff.
Well, we got Greta Thunberg,
you can say all this other stuff, but it's all just an act of war. Anyway, I'd like to hear your comment.
Well, I think that your point about basically to defend yourselves you need energy is absolutely right. And when you see that the Pentagon has announced that the army is going to go, it's got a net zero plan and it's going to try and decarbonize. It's going to have an all electric supply of trucks or something. I mean, that is just kind of insane, isn't it? You cannot fight.
Yes, it is.
You cannot fight a war with renewables, and you cannot power a superpower's economy on renewables. It's really as simple as that. So I think you're quite right. I think your intuition is quite right. This is a way of disarming America.
Yes.
Decarbonization is disarming America.
Yes.
That's all it is. Yeah, well, you got Greta. You were talking about Greta Thunberg. I mean, I mentioned Greta Thunberg. Here's one of these young people that are going out there doing exactly what you said, Bob.
I don't know anything about her. I'm just telling you.
No, she's the one that's getting up there talking all about climate change.
Oh, I don't know about that. See, I don't watch the news. You know, I just get pissed off all the time. I might kick my TV in.
I get that.
Oh, it's absolutely true, dude.
I get that.
But I'm just saying the way it is. And there's all this other stuff is a bunch of frills and nonsense. It's throw whatever garbage you can in so they're not, so they can't realize what's really going on. And that's the basic bottom line. We're at war. And they're war every way. And for the Congress and everybody, especially the Pentagon, you're saying this, they got traitors up there. They're traitors. And so we got to draw the line. This is war. We're not going to put up with your stuff. And you got to have consequences of what you've done because you're at war with this country. And you got to pay. There's such a thing called treason. Anyway, you guys, have a good weekend. And they're going to lose. We're going to win. Have a good one.
Bye. Yeah, thanks, Bob in Missouri. Appreciate your call. Here's the thing. Rupert, Europe actually was the template of all of this to reduce freedom and impose a straitjacket of regulation and social control. So basically, if they're rolling back the Trump administration's agendas and coming at us with alarmist climate predictions and a globalist effort, this is all part of that bigger picture in an attempt to depopulate the world, is it not?
Well, I think with Europe, I think what you have is the demographics of Europe are actually where populations are already in decline, particularly, a country like Italy. But basically, a lot of the countries of Europe have below replacement birth rates. And it's very easy for a continent which is expecting to go into long-term demographic decline to basically give up on growth, give up on saying we're going to have a bigger economy and so forth, and contrast that with America, where America is about growth. It's about more people having more. And whereas Europe has basically opted out of that and it wants to live, the circular economy and wind and solar, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's unsustainable. And in particular, how can Western Europe and Central Europe stand up against Vladimir Putin's Russia if it doesn't have a strong economy? You have to have a strong economy. It's fundamental to strong national security.
Well, it is. And, of course, now with this issue of tossing nukes about and the fact that the potassium iodide supplies have pretty much been depleted because everybody's buying it up. I mean, this to me is another one of these irrational type of statements and propaganda that's being put out there to fearmonger. There is a much deeper agenda here, is there not?
Yeah, I think that the agenda. I mean, what happened if you take us a 100 year view in the 1920s and 1930s, leftist radical intellectuals, Marxists, came to the conclusion that the working class wasn't going to start a revolution, a proletarian revolution, in the way that Marx and Engels had written about, and so they basically gave up on the working class, and you see that very clearly with the radical left in America, because the radical left in America actually despises blue collar America. They look down at because blue-collar workers basically support our patriots. They want a better life for themselves and their families and so forth. And so what you've seen is the left in America have given up on the working class, and they're more interested in environmentalism and this kind of thing than the old class politics of saying we are for working people. And that is a huge change. That is a huge, huge political change.
Now, you are former advisor to the UK Treasury, and, you know, here's the thing. If you're looking at all the things that they're talking about, and that includes a potential for a cashless society, I mean, this is going to be very damning for America, because we've lived for centuries on currency. And the thing that we're relating to here, I mean, they're going to use, they can't, there's no way they can use any kind of green energy in that kind of a platform, because nobody's going to pay for something that's in thin air. They're not going to get results if there's no results to give.
I think what you touch on there about a cashless society, and it gives, there's a risk of giving governments a huge amount of control over over what people spend their money on, tracing their transactions and so forth. It potentially gives governments a huge amount of control.
No doubt. Well, anyway, that is the name of the book is Green Tyranny, Exposing the Totalitarian Roots of the Climate Industrial Complex. The author is Rupert Darwall. So if you want more information and look at this thing from a historical perspective, that is the book to pick up. Mr. Darwall, we appreciate you talking to us from the other side of the pond, and good luck with the book.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. We're going to be back after the top of the hour break with Frank Davis from OptiVita Products, a little educational process, which is what we do, because a smart nation and a knowledgeable nation is a powerful nation. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. We'll be back right after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.